It's 8:40. J.P. Morgan Chase and at least four other American banks were hacked in a series of coordinated and sophisticated attacks earlier this month, siphoning data, including checking and savings account information. Joining us live now, Michael Riley, who's Bloomberg's financial crime reporter. Mike, some surprise in Bloomberg's report that it's the work of Russian hackers, but I'm almost surprised that anybody's surprised.
So am I. I mean, this is a really sophisticated hit. Banks spend a lot of money and have some of the best cybersecurity out there, obviously, because that's where the money is. They get hit a lot. In order to hit one big bank, a bank of this size, it's a really, really a tough thing to do. If you can get four or five, that's a huge effort. I think that leads people to believe that this is a really sophisticated group of hackers, whoever's behind it.
So did this come from Russia?
So the attribution in this space is always complicated, as anybody will tell you. But we have information that one bank has already decided it not just comes from Russia, but that there was a government hand in it. I think that's a question the FBI is going to be looking at. I think there are other elements, both technical and otherwise, that point to Russia. A lot of the servers used to exfil the data were in Latin America and other countries, but investigators have already managed to follow the trail, sending the data back towards Russia. So there are lots of indications, both that it's Russian and that it's very sophisticated, and I think the question on the table is whether it's related to the U.S. sanctions and Western sanctions.
Now, the banks say they're targets of cyber attacks every day. Is this one different just because it was so successful?
I think that's right. They are targets of cyber attacks every day, and that's why they spend so much money protecting themselves. In this case, one of the instances, for example, the hackers used a zero-day vulnerability, an unknown vulnerability in a web application. In other words, one of the bank's websites. That's essentially their front door. They spend a huge amount of money protecting that space, and so that you can't get into it if you're a hacker, but if you get into it, that you can't get to sensitive data. These hackers did both. They walked through the front door, and they managed to go from there to get to a large amount of customer data. This is something that I think the banks didn't think could happen. I think they woke up this month and the world was different than what they thought it was.
J.P. Morgan Chase and other banks targeted. These are big institutions in this country with a lot of consumers associated with them. In the immediate future, should people be concerned about their accounts?
So J.P. Morgan said that they haven't seen fraudulent activity yet, which would be a surprise. If you had all this data, you want to try and use it relatively quickly. But you can understand that the banks are watching it very, very carefully. If you're a consumer and there's bank fraud that's not your fault, you're likely protected to a large degree. But if I had a J.P. Morgan account, I'd certainly be looking at it very carefully and making sure that the transactions and the things that were going on were mine.
You expect J.P. Morgan Chase to offer customers things like credit monitoring and what we see in other cases where there have been data breaches?
Well, it depends on exactly what they stole. If they stole just account information, then it's on J.P. Morgan and they'll just sort of take care of it as an internal matter. Mm-hmm. They stole other things that could affect people's credits, like Social Security numbers or credit card numbers. Then they take extra steps. So far, they've said this morning that they're putting together a package of steps to protect their customers who may have lost data. They're just not telling us what those are.
Michael Riley, Bloomberg's financial crime reporter, helping us understand the story. Thanks so much, Michael. 8:44.
Your home's comfort will be greatly impacted by the replacement windows you choose. So getting the facts on windows is important. I'm Kevin Chaikin, one of the local owners of Renewal by Anderson. Fact one, where vinyl windows are just plastic, our windows' Fibrex material is 2 times stronger than vinyl. Fact two, we're the replacement window division of Anderson, and over a century of window expertise went into engineering our window. And right now, buy two windows and your third is 60% off. It's the biggest percentage discount we've ever advertised. Buy two windows and your third is 60% off, with no money down, no payments, and no interest for 1 year. Our 60% off special is almost over. For a free Renewal by Anderson brochure or DVD, call 1-800-516-4500. 1-800-516-4500. That's 1-800-516-4500.
Offer not available in all areas.
Hi, it's Bob from Bob's Discount Furniture. Got tight quarters or need a guest bed? At only $7.99, my Sabrina Chaise sofa with queen sleeper is for you. Sits like a dream with my famous Bobopedic memory foam cushions. Plus, extra hidden storage in the Chaise. Swap out the Innerspring sleeper mattress for my Bobo-pedic memory foam mattress, and it's only $8.99. Either way, it's an untouchable value. Buy in-store or online at mybobs.com.
Sports at 15 and 45. Sponsored by DCAreaLandRover.com.
And here's Dave Johnson.
Well, let's try to put the last night's Nationals-Phillies game in music terms. There's Casey and the Sunshine Band. That's the way I like it.
Pitch to Span is belted deep to right field. Way back. Going. And gone. Goodbye. Off the facing of the second deck. His second home run of the year. What a clout by Span.
Charlie slows the call. Great use of the word clout in a sentence. And yeah, it's actually Casey and the Sunshine Band. That's the way, I like it. And the Nationals did like it, a 4-2 lead. But there's Bachman-Turner overdrive with the ain't seen nothing yet.